Hello, Senator?
Yeah, Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fine today, no problem.
I bet you had a mad pace lately.
I sure have. To say the least.
Well, you're very kind to call.
I'm glad to call and let you discuss something about the Von Braun stuff. I had a few comments on that, and I thought I could add what you're writing.
Oh, well, that is wonderful. Hope to get that out this summer. Right. Y'all knew each other pretty well, didn't you?
Well, we did back when the first seven of us were selected in the Mercury days.
Right.
One of the early things we did, we started going to Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time I had ever met Werner. He was well known, of course.
Right.
And none of us ever met him, and so we went to Huntsville. And the thing that I wanted to recount to you that I think might be if there's one thing I think that people that are people of large accomplishments have in common is that they are not limited just to one particular area of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
They are people who are curious about everything around them and how to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And to illustrate this, I've used the example of, excuse me, I'm hoarse tonight.
Sure.
Of the first time we ever went to Von Braun's home, we were there, the seven of us, and he invited us up to his home on the hill there.
Right.
And he had a little library there, and when I walked in his library and we were in there having drinks or whatever it was, I fully expected that to see a whole library full of books on mathematics and rockets and engineering.
Sure.
And things like that, and that would be because that's what he was known for, was his expertise in those areas. But I was surprised when the library contained, I think, maybe even more books on religion and comparative religion and philosophy and geography and geology and just the whole realm of things.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that surprised me.
Hmm.
And I even mentioned it to him, and then he pulled a book off the library and started talking about it. And he loved to talk about religion and philosophy. And I think that was something that he had in common with other people of great accomplishment, is that they're not, most people that really accomplish a lot are not one-dimensional, they're not unidimensional.
Right.
They are people who have a curiosity about everything around them and why we can't do better in whether it's designing a new table or spigots of the sink or whatever it is.
Sure.
And so I've used that sometimes in the speeches about that's what I remember, I think, most about Werner was that.
That's a great recollection, and it does confirm similar things I've heard about him, but not in that kind of graphic detail.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
He was, it's a cliche, but something of a Renaissance man, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. And he was just as curious about things in religion and politics and philosophy and government as he was in how to build a better rocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a characteristic of most people that have a lot of accomplishments.
Sure. Well, that is great.
Yeah.
And then you continued that acquaintanceship or relationship, obviously, over some years.
Oh, yes. Well, we ran out of Huntsville more during those early Mercury days than any other time. And of course, we ran out of there every 6 or 8 weeks there for about, 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Stuhlinger and Divas and all the rest of the people he had with him.
Sure.
I think that was another thing that he had. He knew how to pick good people to be around him and people of accomplishment and give them authority to do the things he wanted to see happen, and they responded in kind.
He really had a knack at that, apparently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ernst Stuhlinger, by the way, is going strong. He's He just had, I think, his 85th birthday a week or two ago. And still quite active.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And he and Fred Ordway, I don't know if you know Fred, produced, I guess, a biographical memoir of Von Braun about, 4 years ago, I think.
I don't think I ever saw that. No.
Quite extensive work, you know, from mainly from Ernst's his close association and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
yes.
I thought you might be able to use that a little bit. Anyway.
Oh, I sure will. You remember any memorable notes or comments or remarks Dr. Von Braun made or sent to you?
Oh, not that I recall now. I don't remember anything like that. He met with us a number of times, almost every time we'd come up there to Huntsville. We'd see him and be with him part of the time.
Did you have a sense that, and I'm not trying to keep you too long here, have a sense of his, what I've learned more and more in researching this little book, his absolute passion for flying. He had lots and lots of hobbies, but being a pilot was his thing in life other than space flight.
We never flew with him or anything like that. I think we talked about flying. But that was about it.
He flew gliders and DC-3s, and he got his air transport rating, I think, and he loved to fly simulators, of course, and he flew that super guppy, or the pregnant guppy, anything he could get his hands on that flew, apparently. But he didn't, y'all didn't dwell on that with you pilots.
No.
Right. You know, I am so appreciative. That is a wonderful story, and I'm going to use that in full, and I really thank you. I remember our few contacts over the years very, very pleasantly. I was hoping that, and this, the odds are very long on this, I know, that some way, or maybe in something you'd even written in the past regarding him, that you might be able to contribute something in the way of an introduction. Or could I use this wonderful story that tells his breadth of nature and interest and everything in some way as, I mean, you capture the essence of the man there, I think, or at least a main part of him.
Use for what you mean as a...
As a kind of an introduction or opening page to the book?
Oh, that'd be all right, I guess. I'm not into doing forwards much. I get
sure.
I get requested to do that quite often, and I've just decided I'm not doing much of that.
Sure, I understand.
Yeah.
But I might be able to use this, and I would send it to you.
That'd be all right. I guess just use that story. That'd be fine.
All right. Because that was a real big part of him, I gather.
Yeah.
You are very kind, Senator, and I don't know whether they call you Colonel or Senator, but...
fine with me.
Okay, well, thank you. Much continued good health and success to you.
Thank you much. That was quite a parade we had there in Huntsville. Were you there that day?
Yes, I was. Oh, it was, and I was in the auditorium there when you and the crew, gave a debriefing there. That went over great, that parade. We have quite a tradition of parades in Huntsville for space events.
Yeah, that was a great day.
Dr. Von Braun, one of the last remarks he made in Huntsville on what was close to his last visit was, don't hang up your dancing shoes yet, Huntsville. We had a tradition of dancing in the streets around that courthouse square.
Yeah, that's great.
Right. Well, thank you very much. I understand you're off on a little trip, and have a good one.
We are. We're just about 3 days, well, over the weekend, and I'll be back home here next Wednesday. Then I leave from here in a couple of days and then leave again. So we're sort of in and out these days, a little too much.
Good. I did find a card in the Von Braun Library that you had sent Dr. Von Braun in German from... either Switzerland or German, and you had studied that in college, or
what? I didn't remember that.
Yeah, and it was forget the year right now. I sent it to your secretary or assistant there at your institute.
Okay.
A copy of it. All right, again, thank you ever so much. All right.
Okay, have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.